This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Pogenpohl, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light duty towing in Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. And by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Here are the guys. It's Tim Meisch, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinat, thank you so much. Welcome to Sports Saturday, 20 days away from Football Friday. And in 2 weeks, we'll have our football preview show coming up.
Yes, we will. Indeed, we will. Coming up next week, we're going to be talking to football officials.
Boy.
Good timing.
Yes. The zebras will be in. Don't feed the animals.
No. That's fine.
But that's another story for another time. You know, normally in August, this time of August, it's sweltering. Right. So a good place to be would be British Columbia. Not necessarily the case this year, because the temperatures really haven't been bad. And we've gotten some rain, which we've needed. But in British Columbia, Kelsey Card, a good friend of ours, who we talked to just a couple of weeks ago on the telephone, Kelsey won the under-23 North American, Central American, and Caribbean championship yesterday with a toss of 176.5 feet. So congratulations to Kelsey. She's competing today in the shot put finals. 31 countries competing in that at British Columbia. So sights are set on 2016.
Rio, here we come.
That's what we keep telling her.
That's right.
She keeps denying it, but we keep telling her, oh, come on, Kels.
She's,
right?
She's taking all the necessary steps,
well, yeah,
having
true.
The appropriate
yeah,
success yeah, along the way.
Yeah, that's she's really doing very, very well. So, and progressing as she moves along in her career for the University of Wisconsin. So congratulations to Kelsey.
She only knows how to break records.
That's true. If you go back to the through the IESA records and through the IHSA records for 6 years, she dominated the shot and discus all the way from junior high through high school, and of course has had a stellar career for the University of Wisconsin. So she's a dandy.
Has that Olympian type of story, though.
She does.
You almost hear the announcers, like when she's in the Olympics,
yeah,
talking about how she never lost, like all the way up through
yeah,
college. Just never
yeah,
lost.
That's right. That's right. She's from Carlinville. Where's that?
Carlinville? Where is that?
Well, it's next to Standard City.
It's around Chicago.
There used to be t-shirts out there. People were, where in the heck's Carlinville? Next to Standard City.
Well, that clears it up.
There you go. You know, that cleared up everything. So today we have in studio some special guests. We're going to talk about the Arrowhead Open, which is coming up here on the 23rd. It'll be a couple weeks from today. We have Rochelle and Adam McDowell and Erica Detmers in. And this, of course, will raise money for athletics in Nokomis. This is the spinoff from the MTXC, much like we talked to our friends from Lincolnwood last week. And Adam, first and foremost, the venue is the Lakeshore Golf Course, and that's a pretty neat place to have a golf tournament. To pull that microphone up there a little bit closer to you, buddy. Whoops. There you go.
Yeah, it's a very nice course and close to home, so it'll be great.
And then and the advantage there, you have 18 holes to work with, which right, which makes it a little bit easier because you're starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so you don't have the all-day thing.
Right, and we've got 36 teams, so we're wow, full up and ready to go and couple weeks.
Were you concerned early on about filling up all the slots?
Well, I mean, I would say anybody that's ever ran a golf tournament, that's their number one concern is how many golf teams can we have, because you can't have a golf tournament without golfers. So
yeah,
our public made that easy for us by signing up, and we're full up, so we're ready to go.
Wow, that's incredible. And of course, you have some big footsteps to follow in here as far as you know, the fundraising aspect of things, but you have a lot of great corporate sponsors and people who have helped out, and along with the golfers who bring in money, you have some corporate sponsors and some other activities going on. And who gets to explain those? Are we going to have Rochelle talk to us? No, she shoves everything over to Erica right immediately. I kind of wondered if that was going to happen, Rochelle.
No hesitation.
No hesitation. Erica, pull that microphone.
I'm still
just
intimidated
a little bit
by her, by the way.
Oh, are you really? You.
We do have chief sponsors for $500. That entailed a golf team, two meal tickets, a name on the back of a T-shirt that we're designing, and a sign at every hole or throughout the golf course at the holes. Our chief sponsorships, I think, are pretty much full. We have 17 chief sponsors at this time.
Wow. Wow.
We also
and I bet you, as you went around looking for sponsors like that, I bet nobody turned you down.
Very few people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, we had a ton of people just say, I just want to give $500. Yeah. Yes.
That's great. That's great.
We also have a Brave sponsor. And previously with the MTXE, that was considered a friend of the MTXE, which is $100. You have name recognition and 2 meal tickets to eat the meal after golfing. And then we also have a hole sponsor, which is $50. And that's just a hole, your name on a sign, just...
So if Tobin Ott wanted to spend $50, he could get his name on a sign, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'd like to thank Jorn Signs.
I don't think
Signs.
He thinks that's a great idea right now.
Jorn Signs is taking care of all of our signs for that, so that's a great deal.
So what sort of other things do you have on the docket that can help raise money for athletics at Nokomis, Rochelle?
Well, we have raffle tickets available. We had some wonderful... people that donated some prizes. Our first prize was an Apple MacBook Pro laptop by Ron DeWerf Seeds and Farm Trust Incorporated. So the second prize is a 55-inch Samsung LED smart TV from our local DuPont Pioneer reps, Stolte, Jansen, and Bertolino. Our third prize was our Apple iPad Air from CPS in Nokomis. And our fourth prize was the Kindle Fire HD 16 gigabyte from Don Kaiser Seeds. And the tickets are available from all junior high school athletes. They are $5 each or 3 for $10, and they'll be selling those until the day of the event, and we'll be selling them there also.
Along with the golfers, if people just want to come by the golf course and take in the activities there, you'll probably have something that would pique their interest. Also, is there going to be a silent auction, an auction of sorts later on?
There is not going to be a silent auction, but there will be 50-50 tickets available. The raffle tickets, the wine pull, we'll have a
explain the wine pull. Explain that to me, would you?
There's a wine rack, and there will be a bunch of bottles of wine, and they'll be in bags, so you won't see what you're pulling.
Okay.
So for $10, you can pick up a bottle.
Okay.
Nice.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That'll get a few people there, I suspect.
I would imagine.
Yeah, and we're also selling T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
The orders were due yesterday, but I think we could squeeze a few more in. So if somebody's wanting to order a T-shirt, just give one of the committee members a call, and we can get an order put in for you.
Did you find that once the MTXE came to an end, that the Arrowhead opened, things fell into place probably a lot easier than you thought?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And the athletic club has been just awesome with picking it up. Our president, Missy Kaiser, treasurer, Julie Nodal, and secretary, Sherry Herbstreet, they just picked it up and we ran with it. So
what does it mean to be able to take this money that these fundraisers raise, and how do you, as a coach, get to use it to your benefit?
Oh, we need it. I mean, we definitely need it. Everybody knew that this was very important to continue. So.
And how does it make a difference? What, you know, is it stuff that you actually need, or a little bit of the extras, or a little bit of both?
Both, definitely. Yeah. I have always used the MTXE money to take my basketball girls to camp during the summer, and I know that they wouldn't all be able to go. So I took 17 girls this year. And they didn't have to pay anything. So it was, we went to Indiana for a week and played some really good basketball. So
you always hear about the players are made in the summertime. So when you can take 17 kids to a summer tournament like that, I mean, that'll be invaluable once you get going with real practice.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Teams are made
in
the summer.
Team bonding and everything. Just good stuff.
Yeah. And now a lot of times these tournaments are not only for the athletes, but they also involve other aspects of school life. Is it the Scholastic Bowl, cheerleaders, stuff?
Yes.
Junior high even, maybe?
And the junior high this year, yes.
Okay.
Yes, Scholastic Bowl, cheerleading, and the junior high this year.
So what kind of feedback have you had from people who have signed up for this?
They're excited.
They're excited?
I really think that they are.
I'm not surprised. Nokomis is one of those towns where they really like their sports.
Yes.
And you know, very enthusiastic about their support. And I and I know you guys, when you first came in, we were talking about, gosh, you were worried, would you get enough people to sign? I didn't think you'd have a lick of problem signing up people. So it looks like you're going to be in great shape here. And you know, this goes back and has quite a legacy to live up to. But it's an interesting situation now where, you know, this goes directly to Nokomis. Mm-hmm. And everything that's raised there goes to Nokomis, and everybody can enjoy it. And boy, what a big help it is.
Yeah.
Because the schools, you know, years ago had to start cutting funding, and the athletics was one of the spots that got it.
Yes, most definitely.
Along with camps and uniforms, I guess with the Scholastic Bowl, does this help with transportation cost?
Sure about that, but just mainly equipment and mm-hmm. things that we need.
Okay. So if anybody wants to help out but doesn't want to golf, what can they do?
They can be a Brave sponsor, which is the $100 level, a Whole sponsor, $50 level. That's until, we'll take those until Wednesday the 13th, just for printing purposes. They can buy raffle tickets. Any committee member or junior high school athlete has those. They can order T-shirts until tomorrow night. They can stop in at the wine pool, the 50-50 tickets. Check us out on Facebook. We have a page on Facebook.
Okay. Great. And what kind of food are we dealing with here, folks, in the evening?
I think we're having hamburgers and chips.
Okay.
And
okay. So some somebody goodies. Can come out and eat and yep. donate a few bucks?
Yeah.
Not going to turn that down, right? Heavens no. Heavens no. That's a great idea. We need to get to a break. Sports Saturday will continue in just a moment.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust and is a Hertz car rental agency. Kurt's Crew Cab Rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to a motorcycle. And now Kurt's does semi and automotive tires and repair, as well as complete automotive repair. So when you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing, behind Denny's in Litchfield. GameZone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. GameZone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. GameZone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
And at 9:17, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Mostly cloudy for today. Areas of fog this morning, then a 20% chance of rain later on for today. We'll have a high of around 80. Partly cloudy skies for tonight with a low of around 65 degrees. Heading into Sunday, partly sunny. Still a slight chance for some rain on Sunday. Expect a high of around 80 degrees. Sunday night, still a chance for some rain. We'll have a low of around 65 degrees. And at 9:18, we have a temperature reading of 69 degrees. Our weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. I'm Jim Miller, and I'd like to be your ag lender this season. As a farmer myself, I understand. I know that farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60-to-80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond. Cool off this summer with North Star Treats. You'll find the wide variety of North Star novelties in the freezer section of your favorite grocery store. Kids love frozen pops, fudge bars, dream bars, ice cream sandwiches, and more. And North Star Novelties comes in packs of 6, 12, and 24, so you can keep them well stocked in your freezer for those hot summer days. Cool off this summer with North Star Treats from farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy.
Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
And at 9:20, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
And welcome back to Sports Saturday on this ninth day of August, which means we're just under 3 weeks away from Football Friday. Coming up on Friday, the 23rd, or the 29th, I should say, the 29th of August on WSMI FM 106, we will have the Greenville Litchfield game on WAOX 105.3, the Ox Hillsboro Southwestern, and we'll stream them both online.
And the 23rd will be our football preview show.
23rd will be a football preview show, along with, we always catch up with Matt Trohall from the Illinois High School Association and talk a little bit with him about what's been going on there, and it's certainly been an interesting year for those guys and all the scrutiny that they have been under here the past few months. So, I don't know. I guess if you ask IHSA officials, they probably wouldn't say it would be interesting.
I would think
not. They probably have another description for it.
But, that we can't really use. Probably.
That we probably can't really use. We have Rochelle and Adam McDowell. Erica Detmer's in talking about the Arrowhead Open. Guys, since I've got you here and you've all are Nokomis people, tell us a little bit about what athletics means to Nokomis High School. I mean, this is part of Americana, part of life. Adam, why don't you start?
Thanks, Terry.
Yeah. You're the big guy. You can handle it.
I think for me, it's just important. In our smaller towns, it's a way for the community to get together and support something. And anybody that's ever played any type of sport knows the lessons that you learn and how that translates into your future life. I mean, you hear a lot of talk about people thinking they're going to be a professional or a college athlete, but I think most people really understand it's just about the lessons learned, and you can't do those things without programs, and you got to have money to run them. So it's that, I think that's why you see so many people coming out and supporting it, because they understand what athletics has done for them and their kids and grandkids. And
you talk to kids who are 10, well, I'm going to be a professional basketball player. Well, that's fine, you know, to think of that when you're 10, but when you're 15 or 16 years old, sometimes real life kicks in, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And you have to adapt to that. So, Rochelle, how about you?
Erica, I think that he summed that up really well, don't you?
Oh, come on, Rochelle. You're killing me here, Smalls. You're killing me.
I think that
you're
was
killing
great.
Me
that
here.
That was great.
Oh, man. Okay, Erica, can you pick her up here?
Well, the only thing I would like to say is the discipline part of it. I mean, it goes right along with what Adam said, life lessons, and in sports in high school, even at the junior high level. I mean, it's intense, and you just learn so much from all of that.
Coming up later in this program, we're going to have an interview with Aiden Gonelson, the former coach at Sangamon State, which is now UIS, and of course, Blackburn College, and he will speak to this particular line of thought specifically in talking about how important sports are and the fact that you need to be involved in multiple sports. He's a huge advocate of playing as many different sports as you can, and the advantages are many, and Adam, you've played more than one sport. I mean, they all have their benefits, right?
Right. In fact, I was reading an article the other day from a college baseball coach that said that he only has multiple sport athletes on his baseball team, and one of the reasons is because if baseball's their primary sport, he knows that they learned a lot of other lessons if they played a second sport that wasn't necessarily their best sport. And, you know, and I think anybody that's coached and been around it understands, and especially in our smaller communities, if you don't get kids playing multiple sports, yeah, you don't have programs, because there's not enough kids to go around.
And that's a part of Americana, you know, kids playing multiple sports, maybe being a multi-letter winner as they participate in their high school career. And a lot of that, you know, is in the bigger schools in the cities, you don't see that because there's an awful lot of specialization. But here in the smaller communities, that's the norm. That's just
right.
how it works.
So. Right.
And there's huge advantages to that, I think, especially when you get kids playing together in multiple sports for a long, long time, going all the way back to not only junior high, but probably even to the rec league level of games. So it really, really pays off down the line.
Right.
So. And one of the things Nokomis has had, they've had, you know, a good reputation. They've had a lot of stability in their coaching staffs, which I think tends to lend itself to more success over the year, because everybody kind of knows what's going to happen.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, guys, the Arrowhead Open, 23rd of August. If you want to help out, buy a T-shirt, show up, throw a few bucks in the pot, and you can help out the Nokomis High School, Junior High, athletic programs, along with the Scholastic Bowl and cheerleaders too.
Yep.
There you go. That's great. And if you have any questions, you can get hold of the McDowells or the Detmers, or who else can they contact, Rochelle? We're going to get you on one more time before you leave here.
Missy Kaiser, Julie Nodal, Sherry Herbstreet, some other committee members that we have, Bonnie and Eric Brownback, Paul and Cassie Watson, Gabe and Christy Cesaretti, Brent and Tanya Engelman, anybody.
Call me and I can point you in the right direction.
Check us out on Facebook.
There you go. All right.
That's probably the easiest way.
That's coming up on August 23rd at Lakeshore Golf Course in Taylorville. And it was a great thing for Lakeshore to allow that to happen at their golf course, Adam. Very much so.
They've been very helpful, and we appreciate all their help, and we're looking forward to it.
And we're counting on Mo to give us a good day.
Yep.
Absolutely.
He's been perfect all the way through.
Yep.
That's right. All right. So that's the 23rd of August, and good luck to everybody involved
in
the
Arrowhead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We will come back with more in just a moment.
The Jacoby Arts Center in Alton presents Beauty and the Beast, a juried exhibition of artful animals, real or imagined. Take a walk on the wild side with over 90 works created by regional artists now through August 30th. Witness the art come to life in the form of paintings, ceramics, sculptures, photos, fiber, and more. See the true beauty in the beast now through August 30th at the Jacoby Arts Center in Alton.
Listen for daytime broadcasts of St. Louis Cardinals baseball on WSMI AM 1540. Brought to you by Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Sloan Implement in Carlinville, Verdon, Litchfield, and Vandalia. And by Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning in Litchfield, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer. And for the broadcast schedule of Cardinals baseball, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
And we are back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Coming up this afternoon, Cardinal baseball for you on AM 1540. Live coverage at 2:10 today. Cards in Baltimore taking on the Orioles, and they got shellacked last night.
Boy, it was home run derby, even though it wasn't home run derby.
Wow. Yeah. Baltimore hit more home runs in that game than the Cardinals have hit in a month, it seems like, all year long.
No, that's right. They had they had more home runs that game than they had all of August.
Six home runs by Baltimore last night?
Yeah. And the thing is, Camden Yards is not known for being a home run ballpark, is it?
Yeah.
Well, see, you know, I hear some people say that it's not, and then I hear other people say
it's
that
probably
it is.
A pretty fair park, it's like Busch Stadium. Just pretty fair.
But when you put balls down the middle of the plate, they're going to
get
crushed.
Not like Atlanta where the old Fulton County Stadium was like the launching pad. I mean, it had that reputation.
Yeah, I don't think Camden Yards is like Cincinnati's ballpark.
No.
But it's not exactly Petco Park in San Diego.
No. And a lot of it has to go back to the pitching and where the pitches are. And in the first two outings, Masterson, I'm not really impressed, guys. I must admit. He doesn't impress me. He gave up a lot of runs his first outing. The Cardinals had a rare game where they actually scored enough runs to win. And boy, last night everything he threw was right down the heart of the plate, and he there wasn't a whole lot of movement on his pitches. Yeah. So,
well, and to his defense, Camden Yards has not been kind to him. He's got a career 6.98 ERA in that ballpark, which is
second. That's going up.
That's a the second worst ballpark he's pitched in more than once.
Yeah,
so.
And you guys know over the years, you know, the Cardinals, they were down 4-0, I think, or maybe it was 5-0 after the second inning. I don't remember, but normally you feel like, all right, they're going to come back. They'll make a ball game with this. Like, that was what I always liked about the Cardinals before. They might not always win, which obviously you won't, but they seemed like they always were able to get the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning, no matter how many runs they may have been down early. That is not the case this year. I mean, you look at – they're just bad. That's the only way to put it. Their offense is just bad.
If they don't get the lead, they really have trouble winning ball games. They just don't come from behind. They don't have it. I don't know what – if it's a mentality thing, if it's a, I just don't know. And maybe there's more injury things involved than we know about. You just never know.
And it goes back to how long it takes them to score a run. Like they have to have three hits to score one run.
Yeah.
So that's part of it.
And to make matters worse, Jason Mott, 15 day DL.
Yeah. Which means they called up a fourth left-hander in their bullpen. They got four lefties and three right-handed pitchers in their bullpen. That's kind of absurd.
Yeah, but the real sad thing of all this is the pitching has been so good all year long. Yeah. And the offense is just, I mean, they're almost historically bad. I mean, they are just not good. Just not good at all.
It's almost a throwback to some of those awful 70s teams where the Cardinals just struggled mightily just to get people on base at times, let alone score runs, just to get them into scoring position. And then you have to scratch your head because past performance, and you can't judge current performance on past performance. It can give you an indication of what could happen. But, you know, that's the past. And I think a lot of times, or perhaps this year, people are saying, well, we did it last year, we'll do it again. Well, that's not the case.
Well, that's exactly the mentality of the management right now, is they've done it in the past, so we'll keep doing it. Specifically, I mean, that's what got Alan Craig traded, is because management, Mike Matheny, kept saying, you know, well, he's done it in the past, but he's, Zalek basically said, he's not doing it this year.
And if you look at the offense under John Mabry last year and this year, yeah, their numbers were good last year, scored a lot of runs. But it's not they were crushing the ball. Mm-mm. You know, basically their ground balls were finding holes last year. And then, you know, a little more solid contact. But this year, there's no solid contact. I mean, they are just rolling over on ground balls.
Well, and I think, there's a couple reasons. Number one, we're seeing the effects of steroids getting out of the game here. Yeah. And it's becoming more pitcher-dominated game. I think the book is out on the Cardinals. I think people have learned how to pitch up and in and tie up the Cardinals and not give them that pitch that they're going to be able to get around on. You know, the Cardinals, I don't know what the percentage of gap hits from this year to last year, but I bet they're way down compared to last year. And how many times did we see the Cardinals, you know, Matt Carpenter set a record, broke Stan Musial's record for doubles, and we saw multiple extra base hits last year, not counting home runs. We just don't see it this year.
Yeah, if you're not hitting home runs, that's fine, but you better be hitting doubles.
Yeah.
And this year, no home runs and no doubles.
No doubles.
Yeah. Barely any singles.
Yeah. So, of course, if you don't have speed as part of your game, which the Cardinals have a little bit of speed with Colton Wong and Borges if he gets in and
Borges
can stay
in. The field.
But he's tough to put in the lineup because he just doesn't hit. So
he's tough to watch up at the plate.
Well,
he looks awkward. I mean, just really does.
Well, I can relate to that. So
can I, but we're not professional athletes.
That's true. That's true, well, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, Hunter Pence is making a living of looking awkward at
the plate. Yes, but he has, you know, he's awkward, but he produces.
He's awkward in everything he does except swinging the bat, you know. Yeah. Like, his swing doesn't really look awkward. Yeah. When he starts to run, he looks awkward, you know.
but you know.
He's a good ball player.
He's a good ball player. I mean, as awkward as he looks, he produces. He's been on winning teams. He knows how to win.
And with Borges, it could just be as simple as he's never really gotten a chance. Like, even in L.A., Mike Trout was always in his way, with good reason. But he's never been able to just go out there for two straight weeks, know he's going to be in the lineup and play. We've seen that makes a difference with how Oscar has responded since Craig got moved out.
And Borges is facing all new pitching for the first time in his career. I mean, he's his short career so far, he's never faced consistent national pitching.
Matheny gave him the quick hook at the start of the year. You know, he basically gave him, three games? Yeah. Oh, you're out. Now we're going back to
Jay. Part of that was because the entire offense was struggling, and John Jay was the only one who was hitting, so you had to find a way to get Jay's
back
in the lineup.
But, you know, if you look at baseball overall, offenses are struggling. Last night, not, you know, being an exception to the rule, offenses all across Major League Baseball are struggling because most every team now has a guy or two or three that can throw 95 to 100 miles an hour. And the emphasis has been put back on the pitching side of things, which I don't care what era you play in, pitching, good pitching always beats good hitting.
And, you know, even in the middle of the steroid era, when offensive numbers were up, they weren't up in October.
No.
You know, October baseball has always been low-scoring pitching and defense.
Can you grind it out? Yep. You know, that's why I think Cardinal fans still kind of think, well, there's, you know, obviously the Cardinals aren't out of it.
Two games out of first place.
They're two games out of first place, and they are able to grind things out, it seems, from time to time. And it's just a matter of, can they hold on long enough? And the question I have is, you know, they weren't that great when Molina was in there, but they really looked disjointed with Molina not in there.
Got to have Yadi.
I mean, he just brings so much to the field.
I mean, you look at the
and
club.
And Pruszynski's done well.
Yeah.
Can't complain. Tony Cruz has done well in Yeoman's work, but
they're not Yadi.
And Yadi shuts down running games.
Well, that's just it. I mean, teams are running just all over him now, which really shows not just forget about how good Yachty is, the respect that he has.
They don't even try.
They don't even try. I mean, you remember in the World Series in 2011, you know, when the Rangers, they had Elvis, Andrews, and Inky, they steal bases off. They wouldn't even dare try to steal against Yachty. Don't
even
think about it.
They knew better. Right?
The only guy who can run on Yachty is Billy Hamilton.
Yeah. But I think if Yachty had enough shots at him.
Well, and that's just one of the things. He's just young enough. He doesn't really realize.
Yeah.
Well, you know that's in the back of Yachty's head. He's stewing. He wants the chance to face Hamilton again.
You know that.
Because Hamilton's got him twice now, and he wants him bad.
Yeah. And, you know, as we look at Yachty, they say he'll be back in September. They say Waka's going to be back in September. I just really hope that they don't rush these guys back and wind up really wrecking Waka's career. I mean, why even mess around with a shoulder, with a young guy like this, the future of your club. Just shut him down.
And, you know, Molina's, what, 31, 32, 33, something like that. You know, let him get healed. Let him, you know, if it costs you a year in the playoffs, not being in the playoffs, so be it. I think the Cardinals still have a lot of good personnel intact, in tow. They're going to be a solid team for years to come. You can't win every dang year. It's just hard to do because you're dealing with injuries. You're dealing with just factors that you can't control.
To me, this is a year for the Cardinals to basically cash in the last decade and a half of great baseball they've played. Don't burn all the bridges to try to make a run at it this year. If you make a run with what you got, so be it. But let's not rush back injured players. You know, I was happy to see Mo didn't make any big deal that required prospects to go the other way.
Right.
You know, I mean, the Brewers make the playoffs once every, you know, 10, 15 years. Same for the Pirates, which is a little bit longer. And really the Reds, you know. Yeah. For a lot of teams, that's how it is. But, you know, for the Cardinals, when you make the playoffs basically every single year, sometimes you're going to say, you know what, this is not our year. It doesn't mean you're giving up.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And they still
go out and try to win the game, but it doesn't mean you have to bring back Michael Walker from a shoulder injury to pitch in September.
And I think they're going to make the playoffs. I'll be honest with you guys. I think they're still good enough to contend for the division title.
Well,
I don't think that's out of the
all of Major League Baseball is down outside of the AL West with the A's and Angels running away from it. Everybody's like clumped around 500 right now.
Your first bat. I mean, they really have not had a stretch where they've played good baseball for 2 weeks.
And see, that's the missing link right there. A stretch where they win 9 out of 10 games. You know, most teams have them. Cardinals have not had one yet. And they may not. But if they ever do, watch out.
Watch out. And like you said, I mean, if they get in the playoffs, they'll be one of the favorites to get to the World Series.
Yeah.
They just will be.
Because they just grind it out. They've got that experience. They've got that. They don't panic. They just don't panic. Yeah. So.
And you always hear about teams that you can't flip the switch. You wonder if the Cardinals, in the back of their mind, they'll think, well, we can flip the switch.
We've flipped the
last 3 years. Yes. We can flip it. We know where it's at.
Well,
I mean, Then maybe
that's why Alan Craig and Joe Kelly were moved.
Right.
Yeah. Because you know, Mozeliak wanted to send the message that, hey, this flipping the switch thing just doesn't work. Right. We don't like it.
It was interesting how kind of the storyline or narrative coming out of that trade was that the Cardinal clubhouse was too friendly. They were all too, you know, they were basically too close to where there was no sense of urgency, and you know, you get you move two popular players like that, suddenly everybody's on notice. I think that move was made towards the manager.
I think that's John Mozeliak
saying
it was.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Get on these guys.
And more than once I've heard references to Moneyball, the movie Moneyball, and Billy Beane, and how he basically, there was a couple of scenes in that movie where he made his point to the manager to, you know, don't play the certain people, and he just trades them away. And I think, Tim, I will not argue with you. I think that's very much exactly what happened with the Cardinals in this particular instance. And you know, the Cardinals may deny it, but you'll never convince me otherwise.
Well, look what's happened. I want Hattie to play first.
Yeah.
I'm not going through this again. Yeah. No, he's not.
Look what's happened with Shelby Miller since the trade. Lights out. I mean, he's pitching like
actually
a whole new
before
pitcher.
The trade came along. He cut his walks down, and see, that was the thing about Miller. He got in trouble with walks. Every pitcher gets in trouble with walks. I don't care who you are. Bob Gibson, if you walked a guy, got in trouble. So you know you have to limit the walks. And
really, since Pierzynski got there,
and you know, and maybe Pierzynski was a better add than we think.
Yeah. Well, and he just looks like he still looks like he's pitching angry. does Miller.
Good.
So, I mean, he's got a different passion out there.
They all need to play angry.
And Lance Lynn here in the second half. My goodness, this is the guy that we've wanted, we've expected to see
consistency.
You know, going after batters, and when he gets people on, he doesn't freak out, you know. I think the Cardinal defense has been pretty good here
outside
as
those
of
first
late.
3 weeks of the season. Yeah. That's the sad thing. The defense is some of the best in the league. The pitching is some of the best in the league. If the offense could just be mediocre.
Yeah, just mediocre, average. Great, middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Yes. I think Miller's thing was when he got demoted to the bullpen. I think that woke him up.
Well,
and
that
could
have been it, too.
Well, get your attention.
That could have been a big part of a Tobin just waking the wake-up call. But maybe he just needed some rest.
And then having Kelly traded, that was the nail in the...
Well, I still think that somewhere along the line in the season, pitchers need some rest, skip a turn, just need some extra rest. I mean, this is a long process, and they talk about pitchers, you know, having to pitch at a high level. But sometimes when you pitch and you have a lot of people on base, there's extra stress there, and sometimes you just need a break.
You know, baseball really gets caught up more than any other sport. Well, this is the way we've always done it, so this is how we're going to continue to do it. But a team like the Cardinals, like going into the year, a surplus of pitching. Why not have a 6-man rotation?
You still
run Waino out there every fifth day. But other than that, you got these young guys.
Yeah.
You're worried about innings. You're worried about workload with Waka and Miller. Why not have Martinez be your sixth starter at the start of the year and keep them fresh?
Yeah.
That's even more evident with the fact that they don't use guys on the bench like Descalso and Ellis hardly ever, so you can afford to go with the short bench.
And that's the frustrating thing about the Cardinals. They've basically played this year under the great tutelage of Mike Matheny with a 20-man roster.
Yeah.
You know, he has three pitchers out of the bullpen he likes to use, and doesn't forget the bench. Don't need them.
Which is another reason why last night's game could have been a blessing, because he didn't have to use Rosenthal, didn't have to use Nishek, didn't have to use Segrist.
Yeah.
Got all three of them.
Yeah.
A day off.
Well, and not to make excuses, but the Cardinals didn't get into 4:30 yesterday morning.
Well,
so you know, and
that's the part you never see.
That's the part you never see. And if our jobs required us, and Tim, you've done sign on this week, you know how it messes up with your sleep cycle.
I'm useless by 7 o'clock.
Yeah, there you go.
Useless. Game time. I'm useless. I'm asleep.
But you know, and this is something that all teams have to deal with. But how many times have we seen the Cardinals, even when they're home on a homestand, lose the first game of a series and then come back and play well in the second games?
Yeah.
I would think the Cardinals will win today.
Historically, when you get embarrassed,
and they got embarrassed last night. I mean, they were flat out embarrassed.
Yeah,
they'll come back. They'll play a good game today. Maybe they won't win, but they'll play a good ball game today at least.
And then for Cardinal Nation, oh my gosh, they're in third place. They're two and a half games out, whatever it is. It doesn't make much difference at this point, but the world's not coming to an end. It's just baseball.
There's a lot of talk about rotations around Major League Baseball with what the A's got at the deadline. Now they're having Lester Samardzija and the rest of their rotation. The Dodgers having Kershaw and Greinke and Ryu. The Cardinals have Wainwright and Lackey and Lynn and Miller all pitching fantastic right now.
Well, you know, the question about pitching down the stretch is, Who are the guys that have won in the past?
Yeah.
Who are the guys that have got the postseason experience? Samardzija doesn't have it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You can say all you want about Oakland pitching, but Samardzija doesn't have it.
That's exactly right. Well, and the A's historically have not exactly performed well in October.
Well, they haven't.
You know, everyone's picking them to win the World Series.
Back in the 70s, they did.
And that's,
but that was the 70s.
That's a
long time ago.
That's why Billy Beane made the moves that he did. Because, they had a World Series contending team, quote-unquote, but... I mean, Billy Beane, he wants that World Series bad, so that's why he made the trades that he did, was to, you know, get some guys who could perform in the postseason.
Well, going back to the Brzezinski's point of view, this guy's won a World Series ring.
Right.
You know, this guy knows what it takes to get to the top. And even though he's no Yadier Molina, he tends to stir things up and is a fiery competitor. And boy, don't you like to see that in the Cardinal dugout. Just somebody that's, hell bent to win.
Well, I said half jokey whenever they acquired Brzezinski. He just needs to walk into the clubhouse and just punch somebody square in the face. Just punch him square in the face and just get him riled up. You know, get some passion.
Like, what are you doing, man?
Exactly. Bam. And off we go.
That'd be like Parkman. He'd be like Parkman in Major League.
Hey, sometimes you need that. You know, a little jump start. And they've played better ball last night notwithstanding, much better baseball since that trade.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. And your every team is going to have a blowout game. Every team is going to just suck one night, and you know they're not going to be able to hit. They're not going to be able to pitch, and that's just baseball. That's why they play 162 games a year.
What do I say? Every team's going to win 45, lose 45. What are you doing the rest?
Yeah, you know.
What are you doing the rest?
52, 52, and 52, or whatever. Yeah, whatever. Whatever
we got
breaks down.
Lackey tonight, today. Though.
Yeah,
isn't he pitching today?
Well, yeah, Lackey's. You know, now I think Lackey's a great addition.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this guy's Mr. Postseason. He's not quite the bulldog Chris Carpenter was, but you see flashes of that once in a while.
He's pretty darn close. He's not as effective, but as far as mentality goes, I would put him up there.
Yeah.
With Carpenter.
Yeah, I don't think he's as good a pitcher as Carpenter, but I think he does have that bulldog type of mentality where give me the ball.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to win this game for you.
He's. I mean, back when he was with the Angels, he flat out yelled at Socha. Trying to stay in the game. He didn't want to.
I like that.
Well,
that could be yells at Matheny. He'll keep him in the game.
I think that's a great thing. You don't want your pitcher to come out of the ball game.
You don't want the pitcher
coming
out.
You know, Wainwright has talked Matheny out of coming out of games, and it's worked. And more often than not, it's worked out for him.
That's right. Yeah, you want your ace.
Give me the ball.
Yeah, I want to get all the outs.
That's right.
And then
look at
Oakland with Lester, two outings, two shutouts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good pickup for them.
Not bad.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. Terry, when we come back, we're going to hear from a Hall of Famer a few times over.
Aiden Gonaldson, the former coach at UIS or Sangamon State and Blackburn College, and that's coming up after the break.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
And at 9:46, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Mostly cloudy for today. We'll have areas of fog this morning. 20% chance for rain. Expect a high today of around 80 degrees. Partly cloudy skies continuing on for tonight with a low of around 65. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy skies, still a slight chance for rain. Expect a high in the lower 80s. The lows will be of around 65 degrees. And on Monday, 30% chance of rain. Expect a high Monday of around 80. The lows will be of around 65 degrees. At 9:47, we have a temperature reading of 69 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Melissa Van Giesen, certified licensed athletic trainer at Teamwork Rehab. If you have a sport-related injury, come see us at Teamwork Rehab. We provide athletic training services to all local area athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. Teamwork Rehab offers free injury screening to all athletes and weekend warriors. Don't suffer with an injury. Give us a call at 532-4160 to make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, to get you back in the game.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:48, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
And our good friend, Aiden Gonaldson, who put soccer on the map in Springfield, getting it into the high schools, and then eventually coaching the Sangamon State Prairie Stars to three national championships. Also coached at Blackburn for several years. Aiden has since retired from coaching. He is going to be inducted into a couple of Hall of Fames here in the next few weeks. And we had a chance, Denny Umberger, good friend of mine, Denny and I had a chance to talk to Aiden from the shores of Turkey earlier this week. And here's how that conversation went. Aiden, congratulations first and foremost, as you are part of the inaugural class of the Hall of Fame at the University of Illinois Springfield. And of course, you made your mark, and the Prairie Stars made their mark on the national soccer scene when you coached at Sangamon State, which was the name of the college before UIS. So congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, that's my whole career there at Sangamon State and UIS. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a very challenging week, however, because on Friday, I'm going to be inducted into Hall of Fame in Asheville, North Carolina, for my college as the first soccer player. I played there at Warren Wilson College in 1963, and I was All-American, scored 28 goals. So they're going to induct me into Hall of Fame on Friday night there, and then Saturday I have to get myself to Springfield, get inducted to a place where I call home.
That Sangamon State program really put soccer on the map here in Central Illinois.
Well, there are a lot of people involved, a lot of people like Denny and yourself who love soccer. They had one mission that was to establish soccer as a main sport in this country, and every year it's getting a little bit that way. Of course, the World Cup this year has helped a lot. And then I heard that the other day there was a soccer game in California where Manchester United play Real Madrid before 109,000 people.
It's amazing.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. More and more we're seeing these teams come to America for exhibition for friendly matches.
Yeah.
And they sell out the stadiums. It's great.
That's something happening. You know, I was telling people over here that the future of soccer in the world is going to be in America. There's no two ways about it. Just like anything else, anything that's going to be successful worldwide has to be in America, and that's going to be that way.
Good. I think the best thing that going for the United States is the fact that every 4 years, or actually every 2 years, because you have the Women's World Cup in there as well and the Olympics, you get this surge in soccer, and more kids get involved with it at the lower levels, and more kids turn out. And, and basically now, you know, most all the high school teams around here have soccer.
Well, it took a lot of hard work in Central Illinois. I remember many years ago when my brother Yavuz, whom I consider the real grandfather of soccer in Central Illinois, when he and I were driving around, if we saw a kid kicking soccer ball in the parks, we'd give him a quarter. There were a lot of people that worked hard toward the goal of promoting the game, and I think they all had the passion. We had to go to board of directors, school board, District 86 school board, to get soccer accepted as a varsity sport. And that was not an easy task. You know, we failed a few times, and finally we chose to do it the American way, which is the political way, and we got one of our candidates win the election on the board. And finally, soccer became a varsity sport in Springfield. It took a lot of hard work.
Oh, yeah, you guys did a great job. I wish I was back in the day with you guys. You know, I got into it, just went to a camp in Pena years and years ago where you and I met, and then I got the interest automatically. Your enthusiasm is what amazed me. And then we started going up to UIS games, and it was just
taking the kids up to UIS games. Yeah,
It was like a fever, you know. You just, but I know all the hard work you guys went through, and most of the people involved do know, but I think the average person just realizes, it's just been here. It's a good sport, but you guys did. You paved the way. You and your brother, which I hope his health is doing good. I miss seeing him also. But you guys are unbelievable on the start of this game in this area.
Thank you so much. But I just got to say that there were a lot more people than my brother and I, and too many people to mention. And I also want to say that all sports are good. You know, we're talking about soccer here. we're not closed-minded people. There's a sport for everybody. America is so big that kids have the opportunity to play whatever they want.
How are you involved in soccer now? I mean, you've retired perhaps from coaching, but you're still very much involved in soccer.
I am looking for some talent to bring to United States, number one. And also, I have several players that I met here in this country. I'm acting like their agent, trying to place them at professional level here, which is very, very competitive. And that is how I am involved with soccer. But I'm also working. I'm advisor to the director or the executive director of board of directors of University of Istanbul. So I do that a little bit and still have plenty of time to have a good time here.
If the opportunity ever popped up again, would you consider getting back into coaching?
I don't think so. I've had my share of victories and fun and success, and I just want to leave it there and enjoy the rest of the time eating some fish and drinking ouzo.
Well, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. One thing, Aydin, that I remember about the camps you used to run, you were so personable and could get even to the young kids, the very young kids, you could go and talk to them one-on-one and make them understand about the game of soccer. I just thought you had such a great ability to disseminate information that other people couldn't do.
Well, that's because what Pelé said, you know, love, love, and love. I had the love for the game and the passion. I wanted to share it with other people.
You've done a great job with it. Like I said, all the way through the camps that I was kind of in the beginning, an outsider just looking in, trying to understand the game. And then the camps that we've done together and all the fun and the stuff, you can take a child or a man or a woman, Aydin, and you can just show them a different perspective of the game. But and I've learned from you, but you also show them life with that, you know, how you can relate everything to it and a positive attitude and all that. It just coexists together. And I want to thank you. I've already thanked you before, but just being part of it and being around you and all that, it's been an awesome thing, and you just don't know how much I miss it. It was it's great experience, and hopefully we're not near being done yet.
That was our talk with Aydin Gottelson earlier this week from the shores of Turkey as he overlooked the Greek islands. So pretty amazing.
That's nice.
I can remember when my kids were younger and we would go to the Sangamon State, the Prairie Star games, and you'd have, you know, 1,500 people, 2,000 people. And their big rival back then was Lindsey Wilson College out of Kentucky. They were always ranked very high. And if you happen to go on a night when they were in town, holy mackerel. It was wild and woolly and full of fleas, to borrow a line from HUD. So great action. And thanks to Aydin, and he's been very, very generous, I know, with the soccer programs and that Denny Umberger and I have been involved in. So kudos to Aydin, and we look forward to having him back in the area. So.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Two more Hall of Fame. So what would that bring his total to then?
Like 93? I don't.
Just kiss the ring.
He probably wears those rings and three national championships. And, wow, that's pretty incredible.
That is.
Pretty incredible. And I think probably his highlight, I would say, would have to be the 86 year when they went to that tournament and they beat UCLA. In a tournament, so
that's pretty good.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Hey, we are out of time. Congratulations again to Kelsey Card.
Yes,
victorious in her meet, just completed.
Yes, won the discus yesterday. Going for the shot put championship today.
Absolutely fantastic. Good luck, Kelsey. That's right. Cardinal baseball coming up 2:10 this afternoon on WSMI AM 1540. Sports Saturday is done. For Tobin, Terry, David, I am Tim here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville.